Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Thank you all for coming. Thank you very much. Before giving the class, I pray for the mercy of all the devotees. This is out of my comfort zone, and I wanted to accept a challenge so I could grow in Krishna consciousness. Please forgive my mistakes and offenses. This association with all of you is to help me on my spiritual journey. Thank you very much. So today is Vamana's appearance day, and today is Vamana's appearance day, and Srila Jiva Goswami's appearance day. No? Okay. So the verse we're reading today is from Canto 8, Chapter 18, Text 12. Yatadvapu bhakti vidu sanayuder. Yatadvapu bhakti vidu sanayuder. Avyakta chid vyaktam adaryat dari. Babuva tenaiva savamanova tu. Babuva tenaiva savamanova tu. Sampastyato divya gati yatanata. Sampasyato divya gati yatanata. Yatadvapu bhati vibhusanayuder. Avyakta chid vyaktamadarya dadari. Babuva tenaiva savamanovatu. Sampasyato divya gati yatanata. Prabhus. Bhakti vibhira sudayude. Avyakta chit vyakta madarya dadari. Babu vatanaiva savamanovatu. Pasita divya gati yatanata. Advata vapu bhati vibhusare yate. Avyakta chitma. Babuvata naiva savamanovatu. Sampasyato divya gati yatanata. Atat mapajati vivashara yudhi. Avyakta chidvyakta madari dadari. Abhuvatenaiva savamanovatu. Sampasyato divya gati yatanata. Matajis? Ladies? Tadya. bhakti vibhuta yada avyakta chid vyakta madarya dadari Pabhuvate naiva sava manovatu Sampashyato divya gati yata nata Vyakta chid vyaktam badariya dadari Abhuvata naiva sava manovatu Samyastato divya gati yata nata Yat, which, tat, that, vapu, transcendental body, bhati, manifest, vibhushana, with regular ornaments, ayudhaya, and with weapons, avyakta, unmanifested, chit vyaktam, spiritually manifested, adaryadat, assumed, hari, the Lord, babuva, immediately became, tena, with that, eva, certainly, sa, he, the Lord, vamana, dwarf, vatu, a brahmana, brahmachari, sampasyato, with both his father and mother were seeing, divya gati, whose movements are wonderful, yata, as, nata, a theatrical actor. Translation. The Lord appeared in his original form with ornaments and weapons in his hands. Although this ever-existing form is not visible in the material world, he nonetheless appeared in this form. Then, in the presence of his father and mother, he assumed the form of Vamana, a Brahmin dwarf, a brahmachari, just like a theatrical actor. Repeat. The Lord appeared in his original form, with ornaments and weapons in his hands. Although this ever-existing form is not visible in the material world, he nonetheless appeared in this form. Then in the presence of his father and mother, he assumed the form of Vamana, a Brahmin dwarf, a brahmachari, just like a theatrical actor. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The word nata is significant. An actor changes dress to play different parts, but is always the same man. Similarly, as described in Brahma Samhita 5.33.39, the Lord assumes many thousands and millions of forms, Advaitam, Achutam, Anandi, Ananta, Rupam, Ajam, Purana, Purusham. He is always present with innumerable incarnations, Ramadi, Mutishu, Kala, Niyamena, Tistan, Nana, Vataram, Akorod, Bhuvaneshu, Kintu. Nonetheless, although he appears in various incarnations, they are not different from one another. He is the same person with the same potency, the same eternity, and the same spiritual existence. But he can simultaneously assume different forms. When Vamanadeva appeared from the womb of his mother, he appeared in the form of Narayan, with four hands equipped with the necessary symbolic weapons, and then immediately transformed himself into a brahmachari, vatu. This means that his body is not material. One who thinks that the Supreme Lord assumes a material body is not intelligent. He has to learn more about the Lord's position. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4:9, janma kama chame jevyam evam yo veti tatvataha, one has to understand the transcendental appearance of the Lord in his original transcendental body, Satchitananda Vigraha. Omakyena Timananda Sya Ginandala Salakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmehe Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Minobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Shri Jevam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Setam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Saha Gana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Mukta Karochi Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langa Langa Yate Girim Yat Kripa Tam Aham Vande Shri Gurum Dinataranam. And this is the Das Avatar Stotra for Vamanadev. Chalasyasi Vikramane Balim Adbhuta Vamana Pada Nakara Nira Janita Jana Pavana Keshava Drita Vamana Rupa Jai Jagadishare Jai Jagadishare Jai Jagadish Hare. So I just wanted to point out that Vamana's story has many different angles. One is the angle of his mother. As a mother, I'll begin with Aditi and her role in the appearance of Lord Vamanadeva. Then I'll go to Bali and what we were meant to learn from Vamana's interaction with Bali. A major player is Sukacharya and what we are meant to learn from him, from his role in this Leela. And Bali was following Sukacharya as his guru, but then he was killed on the battlefield by the Daityas, Asuras. Then Sukacharya brought him back to life. After the milk ocean episode, the Devas felt powerful. So the Devas decided to fight the Asuras. So they got very puffed up with the power. So, try and vanquish somebody less fortunate. After the demigods obtained the nectar, the Asuras were angry, highly furious. Srila Prabhupada said highly furious at being tricked out of the nectar by Mohini Murti. So they started fighting the demigods. Bali was the leader of the Asuras. They fought so furiously. Demigods felt powerful because they had drunk the nectar, so they felt immortal. Bali is getting the upper hand, so Bali decided that he was going to fight with Indra. Finally, he released his Vajra, his thunderbolt, and Bali fell. After that happened, Narada appears on the scene, sent by Brahma, And what's interesting is that the Devas are winning well, and it looks like the Asuras are getting wiped out. Why did Brahma intervene? Was it to keep the balance of the universe? Like, if everything was good, then there's no challenge for anyone. So we noticed in different pastimes that Narada is always appearing during dramatic intervals. Like, he appeared when Devaki was being taken to her husband's place by Kamsa, her brother, and different other stories. He'll intervene to make the drama happen quicker, more quickly. So Narada is setting the scene for Vamana to sway the course of events. If he hadn't intervened, Bali would have been dead on the battlefield. There would be no other Daityas left. So he was taken to Mount Astagiri, where Sukracharya is, and he brings him back to life. This begins the relationship between Bali and Sukracharya. Bali becomes Sukracharya's disciple. So Bali is so indebted to Sukracharya for bringing him back to life. In the meantime, Bali is worshipping the Brahmins and the descendants of Bhrigu. So after being saved by Sukracharya, they worshipped him and they became very powerful. So the Daityas go back and attack Indra. Sukracharya is the son of Bhrigu, the father of astrology. So Sukra in astrology is actually Venus. Venus is the planet of pleasure, good karma, beauty, like that. And Bhrigu means guru, and that's Jupiter. And that is the most benefic of all the planets, actually. And so Venus and Jupiter are both benefics, and they give the results to the person of where the planets were in the different houses and signs. The point was, by the power of serving the Brahmins, Bali had become so powerful. They continued serving Sukracharya and performed 100 Ashvamedha yagyas. It's all in the family. Diti and Aditi are sisters, Kashyapa's wives. Aditi is distraught because her children, Indra, Surya, etc., are now bereft of their heavenly kingdoms. Kashyapa inquires and learns of her distress and gets her to perform a great vrata, a great penance. So it's mentioned here. Upon hearing Aditi's request, Kashyapa slightly smiled and then said, "Oh, how powerful is the illusory energy of Lord Vishnu, by which the entire world becomes bound with affection for their children. Although the material body, which is made up of 5 elements, is completely different from the real self due to bodily attachments, one is regarded as a husband or a son. These illusory relationships are caused by a fundamental misunderstanding." So I just want to read the verse again. "The Lord appeared in his original form with ornaments and weapons in his hands. Although ever-existing, this ever-existing form is not visible in the material world, he nonetheless appeared in this form. Then in the presence of his father and mother, he assumed the form of Vamana, a Brahmin dwarf, a brahmachari, just like a theatrical actor. So Kashyapa Muni, just like any husband, started speaking to his wife, "Get out of Maya, Aditi. Be a devotee." But Aditi is not ready. Aditi is ready to worship Krishna, but with the desire to enjoy. There's four types of people who approach Krishna, and wanting to enjoy is one of them. Then Krishna appears in his four-handed form as Vishnu, and Aditi is overwhelmed to see the Lord appearing before her, and she tries to be humble. "Why am I asking for something material while you are appearing before me?" But Krishna sees her heart. The Supreme Personality of Godhead then said, "O Mother of the demigods, I've already understood your long-cherished desire for the welfare of your sons. I can understand that you want to be reunited with them so that together you can worship me after defeating the demons and retrieving your heavenly abode. You would like to see the wives of the demons lamenting for the death of their husbands after they had been killed in battle by the demigods. In my opinion, however, almost all of the leaders of the demons are now unconquerable, for they are under the protection of the Brahmins, whom the Supreme Lord always favors. Therefore, to try and use prowess against them would certainly prove futile and result in even more misery. And yet, because I have been satisfied by your execution of Payavrata, I must find some means for favoring you, because worshipping of me never goes in vain. You have prayed to me and properly executed your vow for the sake of protecting your sons. Because of this, and in consideration of Kashyapa Muni's austerities, I shall agree to become your son for the purpose of protecting your other sons while always meditating upon me as being situated within your husband's body. Go and worship him and be careful not to disclose this fact to anyone. Even if asked, that which is very confidential becomes successful if kept secret." So it's actually, this is what they say in Bengal too. If you've got something that's very, very important to you, don't tell anyone. Because if you tell someone, you might tell the wrong person and they might be envious and they might kind of try and reverse what that wonderful thing is that is about to happen to you. So it's wonderful to see the traditions of in Bengal and the rest of India coming straight from the Vedas. We're at the point where the Lord appears with four hands, like with Devaki. The point is that Srila Prabhupada makes in the purport is that the form is not material. The points of the purport, firstly, Krishna appears. When Krishna appears, he's still Krishna. Inside, he might look like this or that, but he's still Krishna, like an actor changing his roles. You're still that person. Though I heard that some method actors, they get into the role so much that if you live with them, you don't really know who you're living with because they become that person. Like if you pretend that you're part of a mafia gang or something, then that might be very disconcerting to live with someone like that, in a, you know, kind of evil-minded. So his dress may change, but he's still the same personality of Godhead inside, not affected by the modes of nature. The second point is that Janma Karma Chame Devyam is quoted in the purport. By hearing these leelas, we can start to understand the transcendental nature of Krishna, and then we can go back to Krishna by understanding his transcendental nature. So, as we said before, the Lord appears under the request of his mother Aditi, who's also the mother of Indra. They lost the heavenly kingdom, the city of the immortals, Amara. Then they had to go to hide themselves. Maharaj Bali became so strong, more stronger than the demigods. Sometimes the demons become stronger than the demigods because the demons didn't offend their guru. Sukacharya is very knowledgeable. Brahmins engage in sacrifice. Sukacharya gave all blessings to Bali, and so, therefore, Bali became powerful and succeeded in conquering the three worlds. It was so painful for Aditi, feeling the pain of her sons as a mother. She approached Kasyapa Muni. The woman who wants the Lord as her son has to follow a vrata, a special penance without deviation. The Lord who is difficult to get, called Ayuvrata. So she did this for 1 month. So she got the Lord. The Lord came through the pure mind of her husband, Kasyapa Muni. The Lord will only appear through the parents who are completely pure. Vishuddha Sattva, the highest level of transcendental goodness. After Lord appears in the material world, his associates come with him accordingly. He can expand himself in so many forms, and so with his associates to be part of his leela. This small brahmachari was very attractive. I was looking for a small brahmachari who looked very attractive here, but one isn't here at the moment. But you can see the little Gurukul boys are very, very attractive, very effulgent, very attractive with their shaved head and their sikas and their dhotis and everything, and especially when they're dancing around chanting Hare Krishna, they're especially attractive. In the next verses, after people saw how he appeared in his four-handed form, there is a brahmachari. He performed ritualistic ceremonies. He performed the name-giving ceremony, hair-cutting and sacred thread ceremonies on the same day. So in the next verse, it talks about the different samskaras. And I did a little bit of research. In the Vedic tradition, there's a samskara for the birth ceremonies. And the samskaras take you beyond the mundane platform. And there's a very wonderful person, brahmachari, who gives classes around the world, but mainly in Chaupati, and his name is Chaitanya Charan, and he was, I thought he was very clever, the way he was talking about samskaras, because he talked about scars, like the scar, a scar you might have. So you have different sorts of scars. You have scars on your bodies, you have psychological scars, and you have scars from your former births that you don't even really know about, but which manifest here, here we have identical twins. We have identical twins here in Mayapur. And what happens is that with identical twins, the bodies are the same, but they're different people. They're different jivas, so the personalities are completely different. So the soul in every person is so different, even though the body might be the same. And the soul is what carries, what is carried around, what the person carries around with them. Whatever we do, even if it's an insignificant thing, it leaves an impression on the mind, the psyche. The impressions impel us to act in a certain way. So they say nature and nurture. So nature is what we're born with, and nurture is our upbringing and association. So we have to be so, so very careful of our association, and the mothers have to be very, very careful, and the fathers too, about how we're bringing up our children. Like, by association, we can make an honest person dishonest, just by association. Srila Prabhupada says that if you put a man in a house full of thieves, eventually he'll become a thief too. And we have willpower, how powerful we are. Our past impressions prompt us to act in a certain way. It's like, I don't know why I'm doing this. It's past impressions. There's a reason. And as we said, the samskaras are the scars. And from our past life, we also have phobias. Some people have terrible, terrible phobias. They can't go onto a high building and look down. It's just terrifying for them. And my phobia is rats. I cannot stand rats. I'm terrified. And they're just little creatures. I philosophically can think, just one of Krishna's creatures, but psychologically, I cannot handle them at all. So, between the stimulus and the response, there's perceiving, processing, and pursuing. An alcoholic finds it difficult to pass by a bar because his impression was, oh, I had some enjoyment before, I must go in this time. You know, just by repeated doing the same thing. I read a little bit more of the text. Talking about the samskaras, at the sacred thread ceremony of Vamanadeva, the sun god personally uttered the Gayatri mantra. Brihaspati offered the sacred thread, and Kashyapa Muni offered a straw belt. Mother Earth gave him a deer skin, and the demigod of the moon, Chandra, who was the king of the forest, gave him a Brahma Danda, the rod of a brahmachari. His mother Aditi gave him cloth for underwear, and the deity presiding over the heavenly kingdom offered him an umbrella. O king, Lord Brahma offered a water pot to to the inexhaustible Supreme Personality of Godhead, the seven sages offered him kusha grass, and Mother Saraswati gave him a string of rudraksha beads. When Vamanadeva had thus been given the sacred thread, Kuvera, king of the Yakshas, gave him a pot for begging alms, and Mother Bhagavati, the wife of Lord Shiva, and the most chaste mother of the entire universe, gave him his first alms. Having thus been welcomed by everyone, Lord Vamanadeva, the best of the brahmacharis, exhibited his Brahman effulgence. Thus he surpassed in beauty that entire assembly, which was filled with great saintly Brahmins. So then Vaman left the place and went to Bali's palace to the Ashvamedha sacrifice. He wanted to set a certain mood for the devotees. Bali Maharaj and his followers rose from their seats and offered respects and washed his feet and received the Lord and offered him a seat. This is the procedure from time immemorial about how to welcome a saintly person. He wanted to give him some gift, some dhan. What would he like? Cows, land, a Brahmin girl? What did he want? A king knows everything belongs to the Brahmins. So if you give to the Brahmins, you'll get. It's very, very obvious, actually. So Vamana said, well, I only want 3 steps of land. And Bali said, I can give you so many things. Why just 3 steps? Brahmana should not be greedy for material possessions, said Vamana. Brahmins are founded on tapasya, or austerities. Vamana wanted 3 steps of land, just from his feet. 1, 2, 3. So then Sukacharya said, don't do it, it's a trick. He figured it out. It's a trick. You already promised, and you sprinkled water, so you can't stop it now. He can still refuse. Bali fixed in Dharma, in truthfulness. Bali rejected the advice of his guru, so he lost everything but received pure devotional service from the Lord. So we heard before that Bali was brought back to life by Sukacharya. He owed everything to Sukacharya. But when Sukacharya went against Brihaspati wanted, what Vamanadeva wanted, he could not go against, his word was divine, his word was very important to him. So the Lord then manifested his universal form. The whole universe is in the Lord's body. The 8 layers of the universe, universal shell. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O King, you are indeed exalted because your present advisors are the Brahmins who are descendants of Bhrigu, and because your instructor for your future life is your grandfather, the peaceful and venerable Prahlad Maharaj. Your statements are very true and they completely agree with religious etiquette. Thus they are keeping with the behavior of your family and they enhance your reputation. I know that even until now, no one taking birth in your family has been poor-minded or miserly. No one has refused to give charity to Brahmins, nor after promising to give charity has anyone failed to fulfill his promise. So this is very important and significant. Bali Maharaj was not afraid, because even if he takes everything away, even if Vamana takes everything away by the three steps that he's going to take, he will see it as Krishna's mercy, dedicating everything as service for the Lord. He has a couple of other names, Trivikram, three mighty steps, and Urukrama, very heavy steps. So Vamanadeva wanted to give shelter to the universe and his devotees. So today is also the appearance day of Srila Jiva Goswami, and I just wanted to say a few things about Jiva Goswami. Jiva, Saina, Jivanam. He was able to give knowledge and real life to the Jivas. Devagan. It's not mundane. The knowledge is real transcendental knowledge. He is a Siddhanta Acharya giving real knowledge to the Jivas. All knowledge that Srila Prabhupada gave from When Srila Prabhupada was at the Radha Damodar temple, a brahmachari was saying, who was living there at the time, that Srila Prabhupada was seen early in the morning sweeping Jiva Goswami's samadhi and crying because he wanted to followed the order of his spiritual master, and he was getting the inspiration from Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami. So they empowered him to. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Srila Rupa, Sanatan, Raghunath Das, Raghunath Bhatta, Gopal Bhatta and Jiva Goswami are the principal followers of Lord Chaitanya. Srila Jiva Goswami was the son of Sri Anupam, the brother of Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, so he was their nephew. The story begins when Rupa and Sanatan were working as government officials under Nawab Hasan Shah in the capital of Bengal, Ramakeli. They were pure Vaishnavas from birth, but they were forced by social pressures to take service from a Mlecha king. However, they could understand by the pure intuition of their hearts that Shishi, Radha and Krishna, the eternal Lord and his consort, had appeared as Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So they were writing letters to him asking, "What should we do? We want to join you. We want to serve you. But we are under the most lamentable and degraded condition in life." Mahaprabhu, however, did not answer. Finally, Mahaprabhu answered their letters in a very mysterious way. He wrote, "A wife who is attached to another man performs her worldly duties to her husband very nicely, so that he doesn't suspect her. But in her mind, she's always thinking of the other man, waiting for a chance to meet him." Because of their sincere devotion, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami could understand what Lord Chaitanya meant. They understood that very soon they would be receiving the mercy of Mahaprabhu and they would be liberated from the government service, but for now they just had to pretend to be ordinary civil officials. In 1511, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started for Vrindavan from Jagannath Puri, inconceivable to the minds of others. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took a detour and reached Ramakeli. There at night, Rupa, Sanatan, and Anupam very secretly went to the residence of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Jiva Goswami was a mere child then. Since he had heard about the extraordinary characteristics of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he secretly followed his uncles and his father to that place, even though he was just a small boy. Jiva Goswami had charming features, the charming features of a divine person. Lotus eyes, a high nose and forehead, broad chest, long arms, and radiant golden body. In his boyhood, he made a deity of Krishna Balaram. Expressing his pure devotion, he would often cry while worshipping them. After offering clothes, chandan, flowers, ornaments, and tasty sweets to Krishna Balaram, he would take some and give Mahaprasadam to his playmates. From the beginning, Jiva showed his kindness to other jivas. Jiva was so much attached to Krishna Balaram that at bedtime, he would embrace his deities and fall asleep. His parents thought he was only playing, but the villagers rejoiced to see Jiva's love for Krishna Balaram. In school, he quickly mastered Sanskrit grammar, poetry, logic, philosophy. Srimad Bhagavatam gave life to his life. Krishna Katha filled him with happiness. No one dared to speak to him about anything but Krishna. He toured Navadvip Dham with Sri Nityananda Prabhu, studied Sanskrit in Banaras, and then resided in Vrindavan. After humbly serving Sri Rupa Goswami by washing his feet, preparing his manuscripts, and editing his books, he received Diksha. Once the aging Vaishnava, Vallabhacharya, gave critical advice to Sri Rupa Goswami on his writing. Although much younger than the venerable Vallabha, Sri Jiva brazenly spoke in defense of his guru, Sri Rupa Goswami, scolded Sri Jiva, telling him to leave Vrindavan. Living in an abandoned crocodile hole in Nandagat, 45 minutes from Sri Rupa's Bhajan Kuti, Sri Jiva Goswami began fasting. He subsisted on wheat flour, which he begged, mixed with Yamuna water. Seeing his strict self-denial, Sanatan Goswami brought him back to the service of Sri Rupa Goswami. Srila Prabhupada once commented on this guru-disciple pastime. Srila Rupa Goswami cast out Jiva Goswami to teach us, the devotees of today, a lesson. It was not done to teach or punish Jiva Goswami. He was perfectly liberated, eternal associate of Lord Krishna. Rupa Goswami sent Jiva Goswami out of Vrindavan to teach all jivas what he wrote in Upadekshamrita. Vacho vegam manasa krodha vegam jiva vegam. At all times, a devotee should control his tongue, his speech, and always remain humble. Trinadapisunichena. After the disappearance of Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami became the Gaudiya Sampradayacharya to guide all Vaishnavas in Navadvip, Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri. Although he was the undisputed leader, he always acted as a humble servant of all the jivas. Whenever Bengal Vaishnavas visited Vrindavan, he would lovingly receive them, arrange for prasadam and comfortable rooms, and even guide them on Vraja Mandal Parikram. My husband and I, we just recently went around the world and we stayed in different temples, and we were so charmed by the attitude of the devotees, always wanting to serve us and giving us somewhere nice to stay and nice prasadam and talking to us, Krishna Katha. So, it's a wonderful attitude. A super excellent Sanskrit scholar, Srila Jiva Goswami, would compose Sanskrit verses in his mind and write them down without changing anything. Write them down means he used a metal stylus to permanently etch them in palm leaves. This inscription method left no room for erasing, editing, rewriting, or running a spell check. Yet each verse was a priceless gem of perfect meter, rhythm, poetry, and meaning. He was the greatest philosopher in all of Indian history. Contemporary Sanskritists call him the greatest scholar who ever lived. Sri Jiva Goswami was the youngest but most prolific writer among the Goswamis. He wrote an astounding 500,000 Sanskrit verses, about 25 books. His books prove that Sri Chaitanya's philosophy gives the essence of Vedic wisdom and the perfection of religion. Gopal Champu, Satsandabhas, and Hadnama Vyakarana are three of his most famous works. The Sandabhas firmly established the transcendental truths of Srimad Bhagavatam. They also confirmed that Lord Sri Krishna is the Supreme Absolute Truth. The following quote comes from Sri Jiva Goswami's Nectarian Gopal Champu, which describes the playful Vrindavan pastimes of Radha Damodar. From Govardhan Hill, a large form of Govardhan manifested. All of Vrajvasis, along with Krishna himself, then offered obeisances to that towering form. Sri Krishna stood by with folded hands. Their great personality, Govardhan, bellowed, "I shall eat all your offerings." He ate and drank water by emptying all the kunds around the hill, while eating all the preparations made by the Vrajvasis with his right hand. He snapped the fingers on his left hand. The cowherd men ran out of the way when Govardhan stretched out his hands to take more and called out, "Aniyo, aniyo, aniyo, bring more, bring more, bring more." At the quest of Acharya Rani, Janava Devi Thakurani, Sri Jiva Goswami had Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda Prabhu take the Goswami's writings from Vrindavan to Bengal. They translated them into Bengali and distributed them throughout Bengal and Orissa. They also preached extensively and initiated hundreds of devotees. In 1542, Sri Jiva Goswami established the worship of Sri Sri Radha Damodar in Sevakunj, Vrindavan. His samadhi stands in the temple compound. Sri Jiva Goswami is Vilas Manjari in Radha Damodar's Nicha Vrindavan Leela. Hare Krishna. So it's 9 o'clock, so there's no time for questions. So thank you very much for patiently listening to me, and it was a great pleasure to talk to you today. Hare Krishna.